Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, MA, graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies Cavehill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, April 23, 1814, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette newspaper reported on the ghastly murder of a young Negro girl named Lucianne. What made Lucianne's killing even more appalling was that she was pregnant, though the report did not reveal how many months along. Evidence showed that on the night of Wednesday, April 20th, about 9 o'clock, Lucianne was murdered in the area of the Roebuck in Bridgetown. It was alleged that another Negro woman by the name of Cambridge was the perpetrator. Apparently, without the slightest cause, Cambridge stabbed Lucianne several times in the breast with a knife. The knife perforated Lucianne's heart and resulted in her instant death. An inquest was held and a verdict of willful murder by the woman Cambridge was returned. However, the report indicated that the miscreant had so far escaped law officers, but special writs were then granted for her apprehension, and it was hoped that they would speedily be effected in order, as the news story emphasized, that she may meet the punishment which her atrocious crime so justly merits. A report on the horrid killing of a young, pregnant Negro girl named Lucianne was reported in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette newspaper on this day, April 23, 1814.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.